Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not always about talking to the stars of the game. I feel we in the media have a duty to bring other personalities, and it's good to hear their stories. And everyone has a story. And this young man has come in circumstances that were out of his control, but he's now playing first grade. He's 2 from 2 in the last fortnight. He's playing 5'8" for the Cronulla Sharks. But in his backstory, and I got to call him, Brandy, at the World Cup, the last World Cup, playing for Italy. And there was one night playing against Australia. Italy got beaten 66-6. But Daniel Atkinson, who to that point had only played one NRL game, found himself up against an Australian backline. Can I read it to you? The backline for Australia that night that Daniel Atkinson found himself up against was Tedesco, Campbell Graham, Latrell Mitchell, Valentine Holmes, Murray Taulagi, the Haas with Daly Cherry Evans, Nathan Cleary. And there's Daniel Atkinson, seen as a leader in his team, because there's not much NRL experience across the side. Nathan Brown was the captain of that Italian side. Atkinson lined up in the centres. We have Daniel Atkinson online right at the moment. Daniel, welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Hey, Vossie and Brandy, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound much like an Italian accent, Daniel, I must say, right off the top.
I've been told that multiple times.
Can we go there first of all? Just starting that part of your story, that must have been an unbelievable feeling, playing at the World Cup for Italy. How did that come about? But two, what was it like strapping on the boots those days, running out against an Australian side of that quality?
It was unreal still to look at it now. I get the Italian heritage from my mum's side. Both my mum's parents are Italian. My middle name's Alfonso, which was my Nunnel's name, which is granddad. I still remember like getting ready to jump on the bus to head to the Australian game. I was rooming with Jake Mazin, who I played with at Sunny Coast Falcons. And I was like to him, like, we're about to do this. We're about to versus Australia. Like, growing up my whole life, watching, idolising those players, and to think like I was going to be opposing them. Yeah, like, I still pinch myself to this day.
Wow, yeah, that's a moment that you'll never forget, Dan. You played first grade for Melbourne in 2021, and you're a Queenslander, aren't you? Just tell us a bit about your background story, where you grew up playing footy. How did you make your way to the Melbourne Storm? I know they got feeder clubs up there. Was that the reason?
Yeah, I just grew up playing local league at Albany Creek Crushers, and then I went to a big union school called Nudgee College. Played first there for a couple of years, so I stopped my league in under 15. And then once school finished, I went to North Devils to play Mel Meninga. And that's when I actually got picked up by Storm. We versed East Tigers and Dane Campbell at the time, who's now at Cowboys, got me to the Storm for the following 2 years. And yeah, that was the time of my life too down there.
Okay. Now, were you a number 10 in rugby?
I was fullback.
Okay. And because I've just come back from Japan watching schoolboy rugby. I think schoolboy rugby is fantastic. And it doesn't, seems to lose something between schoolboy rugby and super rugby. They're almost like two different games. Did you enjoy playing school rugby?
Yeah, like school rugby, playing for Nudgee was definitely a highlight in my life. Like the school atmosphere and school environment. It was almost like the local derby at Shark Park the other day. Like all the school kids get into it, all the parents. I think we had 10,000 at our premiership game against PSS. So like the environment that school rugby sets, it sets the standard pretty high.
Was Caelan Ponga a Nudgee boy, or was he a different school?
No, he was a bit before me. He was at Churchy along with Jaden Sewer, Brody Croft. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had a gun back line.
Just at Melbourne, Daniel, I think I had in my notes somewhere along the line, I recall, who presented you with your jersey? You played one NRL game for Melbourne, as Brandy mentioned, in 2021, but there's a little bit of Cronulla synergy, as it would turn out, with who presented you your jersey. Is that right?
Yeah. Dale Finucane actually presented me my jersey. He had a milestone two of the night, so it was pretty special then to be able to play with him at Sharks too.
Yeah. There you go. So you've got the Dale Finucane present your jersey, then you're playing alongside him. Now, just so people know, I mean, you don't exactly rocket into first grade. You've found your place there now, but I go over last year and said, Daniel Atkinson, well, I saw him in the preseason challenge, played really well. But then when it came to the NRL, would I be right in saying you played 2 minutes of first grade last year?
Yeah, I think I got activated as 18th man against Melbourne down in Melbourne last year.
Yeah, so that
was it. Okay, so 2 minutes. Because I remember being at, I was there too on the Central Coast that day, and I remember you having a great game for the Sharks in the pre-season challenge. And you must be enjoying getting another crack. And, you know, sometimes, whether it's through injury or other circumstances, you find your way into a side, you just have to take your chance, Dan. And two wins from two.
Yeah, I think after the whole Melbourne situation, I went back to work and I'm playing Q Cup footy for the Falcons. I sort of learned, like, these opportunities don't come often. And, like, how your opportunity comes up, you just got to sort of take it with both hands.
Hey, Daniel. Daniel Atkinson is our special guest, rookie with the Cronulla Sharks, and giving a bit of his backstory to the here and now. I mean, the place must be jumping. I mean, top of the table, just the one defeat, albeit very tough draw coming up, but you do what you do each week. The club must be so positive at the moment.
Yeah, it's definitely, we've got a good culture going on at the moment. The boys are real tight. Yeah, we don't look too far ahead. We just take it week by week and see where we can improve.
Okay. Well, you got the Storm this weekend. So you're up against the club where you made your debut. They've got a couple of players out. I've gone the early crow, Dan. I think you can get the Storm down there.
I know, it'll be a good game. Looking forward to it, especially part of Nico.
Oh, well done. Straight bat, Daniel. See, Brandy was trying to get you there to say something outrageous, like, yeah, we're certainties, we'll smash them, you know. But you've played it very well for a rookie. You know, Brandy's a very tough interviewer. You'll learn that. He's very much Ray Martin-esque, has that reputation that he can pin you to it. Daniel, let's ask some broad questions. What's the best thing now, and you are playing for, what's the best thing about being an NRL player?
I think just the excitement each week, to be honest, just opposing the best of the best players each week.
What do you think? Now, we've been talking referees this morning, and we were surprised, or sort of, that there's only been three players marched this year for back chat. Do you think, and have you just, and because referees have been in the news over the opening couple of days of this week, what do you think the discipline of players and the way they talk to referees, do you think it's, you know, would you give it a 10 out of 10? Where would you say that is? Because I think the discipline in players has improved dramatically over the last few years.
You can imagine Craig Fitzgibbon being pretty strict, Dan.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, no player has the intentions of saying anything bad at all to the ref or players. It's just the heat of the moment. You're trying to win a game, and like you're not going to let anything come in between that. It's just fine for your team. But me personally, you wouldn't see me talking back to a ref not this early on. I think the game's come a long way, and yeah, I think the players are aware of situations that can happen now.
All right. Well, as I say, Dan, not often. We've had some. Like, there's been some great names play for Italy, James Tedesco being one, and he played in the centres, like you did. Anthony Minicello was playing fullback in that Italian side. It is great to have you on the program, Daniel Alfonso Atkinson. Thanks for your time.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.